Stephanie Muscala. For our Zoom participants' short guidelines, please keep your camera off and your microphone muted throughout the sessions. And if you have any questions, feel free to ask them in the chat. My colleagues will try to cover some of them. And ones which are probably most relevant to all of us here, we will address them at the end of the sessions. For those of you who are joining us here in the auditory, at the end of each presentation, at the end of each session, you will have an opportunity to ask your questions too. You will just raise your hand and we will give you a microphone. To open this orientation week, we would like to welcome Heta Koski, the Head of Student Admission, Internationalization, and Doctoral Study Services at JYU. Let's give a round of applause for Heta.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, and good morning.
Hyvää huomenta.
Oh, this is nice. So you're already very fluent with Finnish. Welcome.
Tervetuloa.
As Elisaveta introduced me, my name is Heta Koski, and I work as the head of services for student admission, internationalization, and doctoral studies here at the University of Jyväskylä. And I just, I'm not sure, is this the same presentation that we have online or is this downloaded here? Because I just realized 1 minute ago, because when I was glancing through those, that we had our strategy and vision slide that wasn't updated. I just realized. So I tried to update it. So if it looks really ugly, then you can blame me. We can fix it up later. But it'll be a mystery how it will look. It's the last slide that I have. But we will start with a strategy as well. So wisdom and well-being for us all is it comes from our just renewed strategy, and I strongly believe that this is why we are all here. And when we're talking about the University of Jyväskylä, we of course cannot be talking about the city of Jyväskylä, which the university has a very strong impact. So Jyväskylä is the seventh largest city in Finland. And the population with an immigrant background increases from year to year. It's not that much at the moment, but it's increasing, and we're really happy about it that we get more multicultural environment here in central Finland as well. We are a student city. We have a really long tradition of higher education. I'll talk to come back to that later. And when you walk around the city, it is true that almost or more than one in three residents, so every third people that comes that you meet in the city has a higher education degree. We are big enough yet small enough. I just recently listened to this podcast. What's it called? It's a JYU for You podcast. I highly recommend that. Where one of our students, I think he described that we have the feeling of a smaller town. We have nature everywhere, and distances are quite small, but yet we have the infrastructure of a larger city. So everything you need is here, but also you are in the middle of the nature. Jyväskylä offers a wide range of activities for all kinds of interests. So we are called the capital of sport in Finland. We have the only faculty of sports in Finland, also in University of Jyväskylä. But also, in addition to sports, we have a large variety of cultural activities, music, arts, you name it. And of course, this beautiful nature on your doorstep, lakes, forests, hills within a walking distance. And then the university. We have approximately 14,000 and more students. Staff, 2,800, teaching and research staff, 1,700. It's worth mentioning that the Open University of University of Jyväskylä is the biggest in Finland. So compared to the size of the university, our Open University is very big. So it is a national player. We have at the moment we have 20 English taught master's degree programs, two of which are Erasmus Mundus joint masters with European universities from other countries, and our first English taught bachelor's degree program in business innovation and sustainability will be not starting but starting in 2025. And well. So we have a wide selection of degree programs and courses. Thank you. And just last year, we celebrated our 160th anniversary. So the roots of our university are very deep in the teacher training tradition in Finland. So the first Finnish-speaking teachers we began to train teachers in Finland first time over 160 years ago here in Jyväskylä. Our core fields are listed here, and these are very well represented in our six faculties, which come in the next slide. So our six faculties, we are a multidisciplinary university. We are not limited in one area. So I hope that you can and you will take advantage of that. So what I always say is that in Jyväskylä, you can make your own study path. You can find those courses and those subjects that interest you, and you can create your own kind of degree. You're not limited in your of course there are limitation that what kind of study rights you can apply and what you can freely select, but we do offer a very large selection of different types of studies, and we encourage you to make your studies your own and your degree your own looking. And it's worth mentioning also that Center for Multilingual Academic Communication, MOVI. MOVI comes from the Finnish name of the center. So that is our center that provides language courses and communication courses that are available for all of our students. In addition to our education and scientific endeavors and faculties, we do have some special national responsibilities that are negotiated in the agreement between the university and the Ministry of Education and Culture. So, for example, the Accelerator Laboratory or the Center for Applied Language Studies and Teaching and Research of Sign Language. And we also have this Center of no, what is it called? Kokkola University Consortium, Chydenius in Kokkola in Pohjanmaa area, where we also have education and research. You are now here in Seminaarimäki. This is our main campus and the oldest campus that we have. Very beautiful environment, awarded multiple times, and we have people coming here every year visiting these locations and admiring especially the architecture by Alvar Aalto and other famous architects. But we also have two other campus areas in Mattilanniemi and Ylistö. Everything is quite near here, in walking or cycling distance apart. But depending on your faculty, you will be spending more time in probably one of these campus areas. And as I said, the architecture here is valued and also awarded many times. And the campus has this European Heritage label, so we are actually walking in a European heritage grounds. And when you study at the University of Jyväskylä, you don't only study at the University of Jyväskylä. We are a member of this Fordham Alliance, which is a European university network. We have 9 member institutions, and this way you can even have a more wider range of opportunities, short and long-term mobility and internship opportunities and online courses from these other European partner institutions. So that's worth a check as well. We also are very proud of our student life concept. I honestly think that it's one of the best in all Finnish universities. So we're really, really making or putting effort so that everybody here feels like they belong to this JYU community. And we also provide support when not everything goes as planned, or you don't know what to do, or you're stuck with your studies. So the student life concept is an umbrella concept to promote the overall well-being of students inside and outside the classroom. So if you have anything that you want to discuss, you can turn to our support services. And now I don't remember the exact wording in our new strategy. But do you remember the ensiluokkainen opiskelijakokemus? So is it a first-class student experience, which now that just in June our board approved our new strategy. So the first-class student experience has been mentioned as one of the key values that we have. Okay, and then the next slide. Okay, so it wasn't updated. So our mission and vision, they were a bit changed during last year and accepted in June, July or June by our board. But the basic message is the same. But the new thing that came to our vision is that we want to be even more international and internationally competitive. So that is now something that is lacking from this slide, but we will update it to the materials that you will get after this presentation. So that's all that I have to say this morning. You can find a lot of information from our website and different social media channels. Today you will be hearing a lot of useful information. Don't be overwhelmed, or maybe you will be, even if you try not to be, but don't worry, everything will be fine. And you will have a lot of chances to get back to these materials and ask from our experts. And I hope that these years that you will be spending here in Jyväskylä and the University of Jyväskylä will be one of the best in your whole life. And I strongly hope that you feel comfortable at home here in the University of Jyväskylä, and welcome to this community. Thank you.
Thank you for the welcoming words and for highlighting the priorities of our university. Now let's move on to the introduction section. So I believe we haven't introduced ourselves yet. So we will start from the staff of the international office. So I invite my colleagues to join me here. We have a little bit challenging angle for the camera. I'm mentioning for our Zoom participants. So hopefully you can see us.
I think if we stay on your side here, you can see, like, it should work.
Okay. Or we can we can now try to go. Yeah. So sorry for our in-class participants for seeing us in two versions. But my name is Yelizaveta Arzamastseva. I myself, as a former international degree student here at JYU, I studied at the master's program of intercultural communication, which is nowadays flagship program. So some of you will be studying that program, as I know. And here at the University of Jyväskylä, I handle tuition fees, scholarship, residence permit related matters, as well as arrival support for degree students. So for some of you, I'm already a familiar person. We've seen each other at the welcome webinar, some other events before your admission, and I'm sure at some point you've all been sending some email to admission services or to degree students' email address. So some of you have already exchanged some communication.
Okay, welcome everyone on my behalf as well. I'm Elisa Pretesi from the International Office, also a former degree student from what is currently the LAGIC program. I, together with Elisabetta, we've coordinated the arrival services and the orientation programs. On the other hand, I mostly work with exchange students. So you will see me again in the sessions that you have together with exchange students during this orientation week. But I don't think that you have emailed me or contacted me yet, at least. And then on.
Thank you so much. Good morning from my behalf as well. My name is Ville Hätsilä, and I work as a specialist in international affairs at the Student Union of the University of Jyväskylä. I will be talking more about the Student Union later on during this orientation program, but mainly my task is to advocate for your interests and make sure that your rights during your studies and during your life here in Jyväskylä goes as smoothly as possible. And a quick anecdote about my experiences in internationalization. Even though I have been traveling a lot around the world, seeing many places, I'm originally from Jyväskylä, so haven't left my roots yet. Really enjoying the city, even after all these years, and I'm sure this experience will be the same for you too. Thank you.
Good morning, all. My name is Viivi Käkäläinen. My main job is actually to be a student as well. I'm doing my master's in history at the moment. And for like this year and a bit of next year, I will be an intern in the international office. So I'm helping all of them with their jobs. And then I will also be answering to your questions and concerns during this year and a bit of the next year. So welcome.
And now it will be time for you guys to introduce yourself. So please take your phones and go to the menti.com site, and then you can use the code, which you can see here on the screen. So please call our participants in C2 audience and our Zoom participants. Please now do that. And I'm gonna hide our videos from here. No need to look at myself all the time. So, menti.com. And there, please use the code 7694 2676. And we've prepared fictional questions for you so we can get to know each other a little bit better. Does everything work? Right, perfect. We'll give you a few minutes to do that, so please no rush, and then we'll look at the results. All right. Is everyone ready, or do you need a few more minutes? Just wave your hand if you need a few more minutes. Sorry? Seven six nine four 2676 is the code. All right, I can see that most of you are ready. So let's have a quick look at the results. They're a little bit small here in the screen, so I guess I will just be reading some of them. All right, it looks like we have here students coming from all over the world. So we have students from the European Union. I can see Italy, I can see Romania, Hungary, and then we have students who are coming from non-EU countries, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, Canada, Ukraine, and quite many students from Finland as well. So welcome, welcome everyone. All right, and some of you are originally from some other countries, but already been residing in New Vascoli for some other time. So we have quite different background of our students here. All right. And the next question was, what are you most excited about Finland? Winter. Well, I will kindly ask you guys to reconsider. Are you sure? Well, winter in Finland is beautiful. Well, the first 5 or 6 or 7 months. And then it's getting dark, and then it's already March and April, and it's still snow everywhere. So we'll see about that. But for some of you who've never seen snow winter before, it can be quite an experience. But please make sure to get winter clothes well in advance. When I arrived in Finland as an exchange student, it actually snowed in the middle of September. It was just one day, actually, just for a couple of hours. I just came from my student dorm and I opened the door and everything's white. And I'm like, oh, I still had my summer clothes in the closet. So Finnish weather can be quite challenging as well. Nature, oh, well, nature is very beautiful. And we're so lucky to be here in New Vascoli, where we have nature basically everywhere, including our campus. Student life, well, this is something very nice for us to hear about. That you're really looking forward to it. And from a student experience, I can tell you there's so many great events organized by different organizations at the university, by the faculties, by the student union, by other communities. So you can use these 2 years of your life to the maximum. Really try not to miss out these kind of things. Wooden people, all right. Oh, someone mentioned summer. Well, yesterday I was just thinking when I'm walking home that it's already starting to look quite like autumn. Like usually when we have orientation, it's still pretty much like summer weather. But this morning I was like, okay, you guys are actually gonna see the best of it as well. And for those of you who are not in Finland yet and who are going to join us soon, hopefully next summer you're gonna experience how lovely it is. Hey, someone wrote studying. That's also nice. New chapter in life, nature again, culture and the language. So I know some of you already started learning Finnish. For the rest of you, there will be quite a lot of opportunities during the semester to hop on that as well. Oh, someone saying it's your home. Yeah, right. More nature here. Okay, snow, lakes and forests, yeah. All right, advanced technologies. Oh, that's an interesting answer. I don't think we've seen this one before. Okay, and the final question. What Are you most excited about the upcoming semester? Oh, I hope all of you guys are excited about the upcoming semester. At least we here at the Student Academic Services are. Meeting new people. Actually, at the end of today's session, we will have coffee and cake. So I really hope that as many of you can join the session and actually do some networking together, because it's pretty rare that all international degree students actually gather here at one place. And soon you will divide between your tutor groups, between your programs. So this will be actually a good chance for you to meet your fellow students from other programs as well. Ah, Percy, this is one of the student associations from the Faculty of Business. Okay, so someone is excited about joining that one. Right, getting started. Study plan. Well, just the next session will be about academic practices. You're actually going to learn more about that. Well, winter season, right? Interesting courses. Well, hopefully our courses will meet your expectations. Being a student again. More friends, more winter, more lectures. All right. So let's move on more to some boring information, some practical matters. Let me just reshare the presentation. So both our Zoom participants and you guys here in the classroom can see that. All right, should work now. So our orientation program, this is the first time actually the orientation program for degree students takes whole 5 days. So today on Monday, this day is all for you guys. On the next days, we'll still have a few sessions separately from exchange students, but then the majority of sessions will be joined for both international degree and exchange students. So slides, we will try to publish those on the website of the orientation program as soon as possible. So no need for you to memorize everything you're gonna see today. It's gonna be quite a lot. As for videos, it will take approximately 1 week to edit them and then upload to the website. And then it will stay there on the website for like approximately 1 month. So if you want to listen to something again, or if some of your friends were not able to participate in the orientation program again today, you can give them a hint to check their recordings. As for degree program and faculty information sessions, the majority of those will take place on Thursday, except for two programs. They have already announced their students' date and table. But please make sure to check the right time and the right venue for your degree or faculty information session, because they will be taking place all over the campus. As for our today's program, after this welcome session, Elisa Heimavara, one of the international faculty coordinators, will come here to talk about academic practices at JYU. So you're going to learn about exams and grades and other academic culture matters, which we have here at JYU. Then we're going to have a lunch break. Actually, I just noticed a typo here. It's going to be from 11 to quarter past 12. Then please try to be on time. And we will actually, for the afternoon session, move into another auditory. We will actually go into the main university hall to see one audience, which you can enter straight from the first floor. And there we will have representatives of the city of Jyväskylä welcoming you on behalf of the city officials, and also mention service that they're offering to students and especially international students for integrating into the society. After that, we'll proceed to introduction to Finnish society, the session that Ville and I are preparing for you, where you will learn more about Finnish society and its values, as well as some important authorities you're going to deal with during your life here. And at the end of the day, we will have intercultural adaptation skill session, quite a new session we are very excited about, which will tell you more about encountering a new culture, and about building your adaptation to living in a foreign society. However, we believe that this session might be also relevant for our local students. Even if you're being here a long time, maybe you're going to travel internationally or having your internship or exchange program abroad, this is also something interesting you can learn there. And as I already mentioned, at 15:30, we will have coffee, tea, and cake served here in the C building lobby. All right, so identification and CISO, this is quite an important thing. So all students of JYU need to first get identified in order to receive your university credentials and use the electronic systems of the university. So how many of you have already done it? All right, so majority of you have already done it. For our Zoom participants, please do that as soon as possible. There are several ways of it, which you can use to identify yourself. For those who are already here in UVascular, the recommended one is to go to the service desk of digital services. I'll talk about more about service desks at the end of this presentation. For those of you who are joining from abroad, most likely Signicat is going to be the most convenient one. Now, after you already identified yourself, but before you can start to use your username and password, it's important to log into the account service or so-called OMA service, the service at the university which handles your personal information. And two most important steps are, first of all, change your passport for security reasons, and then also select your default email, and JYU student email address is preferred option. However, even if you've already done it, please make sure that you filled in any missing contact information and you also wrote your Finnish address here. And in the future, if you change your email address, your phone number, or your address in Finland, please make sure to always go to OMA service and make those changes there. And also please remember to save them, because all the university units and your teachers then trying to reach you out, they will be getting information recorded in the OMA service. This is the main way for us to reach you, so please keep your information updated. And well, CISO, for those of you who are Finnish or been living here for quite a while, the name of the system might sound quite interesting. And CISO is one of these cornerstones of Finnish culture, which still doesn't have a very easy and straightforward way to translate it into English. But in a way, it is some kind of patience and stubbornness. And believe me, when dealing with CISO system, you sometimes need both of that. But you're gonna, yeah, those of you who already used it before know what I'm talking about, right? But don't worry, you will hear more about CISO system throughout the whole orientation program. We'll briefly talk about it during the academic practices presentation. Then we'll have a whole section dedicated to navigating CISO tomorrow. And then your tutors, they will be also showing you from more practical perspective which buttons you need to click for which courses you need to register. However, if you encountered some technical problems or you need further guidance, you can always contact our student service desk. You can also visit them during the service hours or send them a request so they can help you on that. All right, now give the microphone to Ville, who will talk more about our campus areas and the restaurants.
Thank you so much. A few words about the campus areas and restaurants. So as Heta already mentioned, we have three campuses here in our university, and those are Seminaariväki, Mattilaniemi, and Ylistöriime. And here you can actually see a map of the campus areas. Seminaariväki is located on this left picture, and we are currently located in the C building, which is the main building of the university. And then we also have Mattilaniemi and Ylistöriime, which are located around the lake Jyväskylä. And here is a link to a website where you can also access this map and, for example, check where your courses take place, where the different classrooms are located, campus restaurants, and so forth. So I highly recommend you to check out this map, and especially if you have a look at the SISU and you're wondering, well, where is this one space called L302? Well, you can already see it on the map that it's the Liikunta building, the sports building, and the first number in this code indicates the floor number. So you can already sort of like think about it and find the right place.
Okay, fine.
On the campus area. And then another place have a look at all the course rooms, lecture halls, and so forth is the MyJYU app. So this is an app. It's free of charge. It's created for the students to help you navigate around places, but also check all your courses in one place. You can also find campus restaurant menus, available study places, which you can book in different buildings and so forth, just from this one app. So I highly recommend you to check this app out. And it's really, really useful, really easy to use. And is available in app stores and Play stores. So should be working on everyone's phone. These are the different campus restaurants located in our three campuses. There is at least one restaurant in each of the campus areas. However, here in Seminaarimäki, we have most of the restaurants. There are two campus restaurant operators, Food & Co, which is in the Lähde building, our library building. And then there is a second one, Semma, which has plenty of different campus restaurants. And these campus restaurants can give you student-priced meals. So as you are a member of the student union, you are entitled to get student-priced meals. And that means that you can get a very good meal with just €2.95. So that membership really pays for itself, as you don't have to pay the full price, but a lower price. That is offered for all our members of the student union. All the campus restaurants offer vegan and vegetarian food automatically. And if you have any allergens or other diets, you can check the menus from the websites which are shown here, but also in MyJYU app, for example. Then a few words about the student card. So I'll be talking more about the student benefits or student union benefits, membership benefits on Friday's session, but I wanted to highlight student card already at this stage because it's one of the most important benefits you are entitled to as a degree student of our university. So all of you will have access to a student card, or you are entitled to get a student card. And there are a few options a few options for you to get a student card. So either you can get a physical student card or a digital student card. And I highly opt for you, or highly encourage you all to get the digital student card as soon as possible, because it's free of charge and it usually or requires less steps to take care of compared to the physical student card. And this student card functions as your proof of student status here in Finland. So not just getting the student-priced meals in the campus area, but also discounts in buses, trains, museums, barbershops, you name it. So in many, many different places, it's highly, very, very valuable and will end up, will save you some money in the end. So getting the student card, I highly recommend you to do as soon as possible. So how to actually get it? Well, I have listed a few steps here, how to get the digital student card. If you want a physical student card, that is also possible, but it costs a little bit, and you need to have already registered your home address here in Finland. So it takes a little more, a few more steps. And in case you want a physical student card, that is of course possible. And in that situation, you can call or contact our member services secretary, who will help you get a physical student card. But about the digital student card, we have a new student card operator called Slice. Some of you may have already downloaded Frank app as well, but if you have a Frank app, that works just the same way. But we are in a transition to a new app and an operator called Slice. And the Slice student card is free of charge and digital only, as I said already. And it can be activated by going to our student union's website shown here. When you fill out the open fields with your personal information and add a profile picture, you can get your student card working very soon. When it says inserting email address, which is known at your educational institution, that means the email address that you have informed the university. And you can check this email either from OMA account, which Elisaveta already mentioned about, but also from the course registration system SISU. So those are the two places where you can, for example, check your email address, which is known at the university. After you have filled this information, you will receive an email with temporary login credentials within a few hours. So please wait patiently for a while. It can take a few hours to get the email. And then after you have received this email, you used your temporary login credentials, you can then download the Slice app from an app store or a Play Store and log in with the credentials. So that is how the student card works. A few words. Some of you may have already downloaded the app, you might have noticed that there is an expiration date shown at the app. You don't have to worry about that. Basically, the app was originally created to work as a only for one semester per time, so it might show that your card expires after this year, but that doesn't mean anything. There is a new counter that will start next year, so no need to worry about that. And also, when you download the app, it might be in Finnish at first. So please go to the settings and then change the language from there, and you will get everything in English as well. There might be some ads that are only shown in Finnish, but you don't necessarily have to worry about those. If you don't yet have a student card, no need to worry. You can do it on your own time. And in the meantime, you can, however, download a certificate of student status from the course registration system SISU to get discounts in campus restaurants before your student card is ready, because it can take some time. Even if you have taken care of all the necessary steps, you might have to wait for a while to get everything working out. So just to make sure that you can get the student priced meals as soon as possible, you can download this course, this certificate of student status from SISU, and then show that at one of the campus restaurants. And they will give you the student price meal with 2 euros and 95 cents. So use the certificate of student status. It will be valid in the campus restaurants, let's say a few weeks from now on. So it'll be working as a temporary certificate. After that, they will be requesting for you to show the actual student card, either physical or digital. Okay, that's everything from me. Back to Elisabetta.
All right, so a few more practical matters. So our university uses a service portal called Help JYU. So if you ever send an email to admissions email address or to international office email address, you probably notice this automatic reply that thanks, your request has been registered in the Help You system. This is because the majority of emails sent to the unit email addresses, they're also redirected to this service portal. Our service portal is probably the easiest way to reach to someone here at the university, because we're a big university, there are many different units, and sometimes you might not be quite sure who is actually the right person to handle your matter. So you simply go to the Help You service catalog, then you log in with your university credentials, and then you look for the service you need. For example, if you have some problems with the software, you need some tech support, there is a special section for it, and then your request will be sent to the digital services. If it's something studies related, for example, registering for the academic year, questions about scholarship, CISU support, or many more, then it will be in the studies section. And when you send a request via Help You portal, you also don't need to worry in case you accidentally filled in the wrong form and it went to some other unit. We will always forward it to them, to the person or services actually, service provider actually responsible for that. However, if you need an urgent help with the IT matters, or you prefer to receive service face-to-face, there is a digital service desk operating in the main library building on the third floor. And it's open any working day, every working day from Monday to Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. As for student matters, for the studies related matters and international office related matters, there is also info desk for that. However, please note that they are not open every day, and the usual service hours are on Tuesdays from 10 to 11 and on Thursdays from 12 to 1 p.m. You can find the service desks also in the main building of the library on the first floor. During the orientation week, however, there will be exceptions in the end of working hours. Both student service desk representatives and international office representatives will be located in the same office. So if you're not quite sure which one of the units you should approach, they will be there both at the same time. In general, student service desk, they give you advice and guidance on all matters related to your studies, for example, course registration, CISU matters. Also, we'll be talking about it more later during the orientation, but university needs to know your Finnish identity code. So the student service desk is the unit to register that. So you can either submit it through Help You system or come there in person and present your documents, and they're registered in the system. And so international office info desk, here you can come and ask for general guidance on navigating and settling in Finland and other international matters. There is also a phone service for the international office, which is open from Monday to Friday from 10 to 3 p.m. And you can find, we will share the slides with you so you can find all this information there later on. This is all for the welcome and practical information section. Now let's move on to your questions. We have about 10 minutes for that. So let's first start with the questions which arrived through the chat. Are there any questions which...
No, you just answered the last one was about the where the slides would be published.
All right, so we only have questions about publishing the slides and it has already been answered. What about participants here in the audience? If you have a question, please raise your hand and we will give the microphone for you. All right.
I can actually move
it
on.
Let's... The preferred way to enter your Finnish identity code is through Help You system, and there is a special form designated for that. However, if you experience some difficulties with using the system, you can go to the student service desk and then present it in person. Thank you. Any other questions? All right, one over there. Oh, we can find the slides. Did I hear right? We will publish them on the orientation program webpage. So just to recap, something I mentioned in the beginning, but maybe some of you attended later on. So all the slides will be published on the orientation program webpage. So the same page you're using to check the schedule of the orientation program, and we will try to do that as soon as possible. As for video recordings, for those sessions where we have permission to record the sessions, not all the speakers, for example, agree to do that. For those sessions, will also be video recordings, which we will try to publish on the program website within a week after the orientation day. Sorry, I didn't quite
understand. Are we going to meet our coordinators as well? Because we have a regular program, master's development.
Yes, there will be also program orientation sessions organized by programs and the faculties. So for those, for majority of you, this will be Thursday. And then please check the venue and the exact time from the university orientation program website, because there might be differences. And a few programs, one program already had the program orientation and music science I have here today, but students of those programs should be aware of that.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Any more questions?
There's one here.
Of course, you can always ask questions later on and help your sister, for example, or just come to us after the session. Yes, please.
Yeah, I'm a marketing center for a teacher. I did email regarding this. Apparently, I'm in the difficulty, so I saw that Mark will come back soon. Just want to get an update on it.
Would you really like to take this question?
So yeah, faculties have assigned tutors for degree students, in case there are like any shortcomings or so forth, please let us know. You can find our email addresses in these slides as well. Am I correct, Elizabeth? So yeah, and if you have already emailed us, we will go through the emails as well and get back to you as soon as possible. Yeah.
All right, and we can take one more question. Are there more questions?
Here's one.
All right.
Thank you. I activated my JYE recently, but our choice actually doesn't really work. So I'll just ask about it. Really concerned about what's going on. I signed in to the mail at JYU of students. It doesn't work. So that's my one. Thank you.
All right. In this case, I suggest you visit the service desk of the digital services. As I mentioned, they're open every day from Monday to Friday from 10 to 2. And they'll be able to help you better. All right, let's have a very quick break, just a few minutes, and then we will go to the academic practices session.
Mm-hmm.